Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi and continuing coverage of the case against Karen Reed.
So we have two options for you today. It was it's a choose your own adventure, you know, as we've been doing with Karen Reed, quite honestly. And as you've seen, you know, recently, you know, Karen Reed, choose your own adventure. So we thought we could play back the audio of one of the witnesses reading off the text messages of Brian Higgins and Karen Reed, or we thought we could do a dramatic reenactment. And since you've already heard the every version of this, you know, we've heard the text being read out in the first trial and this trial. Here's a new way for you to hear the drama that is the text messages between Karen Reed and Brian Higgins. Let me just get the volume adjusted here for a moment.
I'm going to need to find my inner bitch. Wow.
Yeah. There we go.
Let's see. So we're two Midwesterners who are going to be trying to have Boston accents. So give us a little grace.
Yeah.
I'm from Minnesota.
It's, yeah,
so
I mean,
my
like,
R's can be really twisted.
It's like the opposite of Boston.
Yes. And I used to get teased about how I would draw out my R's. Like, I'm going to go get in my car.
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 Got to get in your car. That's, I don't give my personal number to anyone. How could Carrie get my number? I'm gonna go with that. That's kind of, and I got to stay in it. Otherwise, I'm going to screw it up. So, are you ready? Do you have your script in front of you?
I do.
We're going to go through the text messages and comment as we go along. So, it starts out. This is the text messages read in court today. You tell me if they were helpful to Karen Reed or not. Again, this is the Higgins-Karen Reed text string. This is the one where Karen's trying to basically cheat on John O'Keefe and make him jealous. And at some point in this, even makes up a story about the Aruba trip and says that John was hooking up with somebody else. Of course, it's BS, but it's all, you know, about her trying to be the victim. Look at me, poor me. Oh, my gosh, he was doing this, saying to his friend. I don't want to go into further details because there is no details because it didn't happen. But it's a really good example of Karen Reed's narcissistic patterns that we're seeing over and over of trying to be the victim, trying to be, oh, my gosh, I'm just, yeah. And it's BS. It's a pattern of behavior. Okay, here we go. Are you ready?
I am. Right. Now, I do want to point out, these text messages are not the most coherent. They're weird.
Yeah,
they're
so we're going to read them as best as we can. This is the transcript that we got of the text messages from Google. And look, I think it transcribes some things incorrectly. I'm going to say that right now. So play along.
Yeah, we're not drunk. The text messages may have been made by drunk people, but we are not drunk.
I've only had one vodka tonic, and I haven't put a second shot in it yet. I haven't.
I have water in my water bottle. That's all I have.
This is still my only vodka tonic, and I have more of this to put in here. This is a tonic water, not another shot of vodka. And we're recording this at Friday at like 4 o'clock. So.
Yeah, so it's not 5 o'clock where we are yet.
And it's not 8 a.m. on Monday morning when you may be listening to this. So,
okay, here we go.
Google DJ, Music FX DJ, is going to be helping us with this a little bit.
Okay.
So we'll start here. Kind of in a chill mood.
And I also want to point out, there's not punctuation in these texts.
No, there's
messages.
Not. You got to ad-lib the damn thing.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's hard for me because I'm a grammar person. So
you just got to roll with it. Ready? Let's roll.
I'm ready.
Let's roll. I just don't give my personal number to anyone. How would Carrie have my number?
Melissa had it. I actually don't know if Carrie does.
Just felt like everyone had it. Ha ha.
I knew she did. Sorry you felt neglected. Ha ha. So no dice on Smirnoff? I have not tried it. Saw it in the store the other day and thought of you. I laughed out loud.
Oh, you know what?
I continue.
That was mine.
Oh, that was you. Oh, God damn it, Karen. Okay, so sometimes we're going to have double. Okay, so I'm sorry. You go ahead.
No, you're fine. I thought it was yours, too.
Well, you go. You say it again. Got to be true to the Karen.
All right. Just felt like everyone had it. Ha ha. I knew she did. Sorry you felt neglected. Ha ha. So no dice on the Smirnoff. I have not tried it. Saw it in the store the other day and thought of you. I laughed out loud.
Don't get carry my digits. Thought of me and everyone's grandfather. I won't give your digits to anyone.
You don't like Carrie?
I have no issues with Carrie. I just don't want her having my jack. Saving you as Karen, screwdriver, or weed whacker. Need to think about it a little.
Again, this is Google. This is how Google has translated this. So let's just roll with the humor of this. We're not saying this is like 1,000% factual. This is the Google Translate version of them, of Google trying to figure out what the fuck they were saying in court. So let's continue on.
All right. I'd prefer weed whacker. Best to think about nicknames we was tossing around. The idea of a short vacay with the current show, wanted to see if you were game.
You don't have to say vacation, where I know they need to happen organically.
I'm the queen of nicknames. Was just going to rent a beach house in Fort Law. Something quick and easy.
Heh! Oh, that's still you. It's wrong on this.
You sure?
Yeah, it says queen.
Okay. I'm the queen of nicknames. I just read that one.
I'm the queen of vacays.
Okay, all right. I'm the queen of vacays too. Always a good time. I'm going to Nashville next month, 19th through the 21st for a benefit. One of our guys got shot in the head.
Okay, that wasn't it.
That's him.
So he said, I'm the queen of vacays too?
Yeah.
I'm the queen of AKs too. Always a good time. I'm going to Nashville next month, 19th to the 21st, for a benefit. One of our guys got shot in the head.
You guys should come so you claim advertisement. Jesus, is he alive? Was he from Massachusetts?
Yes, he's alive. Not from Massachusetts.
We were thinking late March. I guess a guy in his group is friends with Old Dominion band Kid Rock, supposed to be there too. I have a tough time with country. I was a Kid Rock fan back in the day.
I agree, of course. You were from Brooklyn, LOL. That's how I got my street cred. Oh, no, this is... I think they mixed up where we're at. I agree, of course. You is from Brooklyn, LOL. That's how I got my street cred.
Okay, go ahead.
Funny, I did know you had... I didn't know... It says, funny, I did know you had any. LOL. Oh, I want to punch people who use LOL.
Yeah.
Carrie said you tag along. No one would say that about me. How would I know? We all frequent the same watering hole. I don't know Carrie. Well, she talks about herself a lot, but I guess so does everyone.
I don't ask questions. Just makes observations. Asses and decide I'm crock.
I don't know if this is gonna work.
I don't think it is gonna
work. Like this
really
transcription
bad.
Just does not work. Yeah, Google cannot transcribe this, so we're gonna have to find another way to do this.
Yeah, this is really painful.
Yeah, I think we're gonna have to go to the actual audio of the
which is still just as bad.
Yes, it is. Let's go to the audio. I hope you all enjoyed that moment, because I'm like, should we stop and restart? But I'm just going to leave that there, and you can all enjoy.
I just don't give my personal number to
every moment of that there. Oh, okay. Here we go. This is
anyone. It. How would Carrie have my number? Melissa had it. I actually don't know if Carrie does. Felt like everyone had it. Ha ha. I knew she did. Sorry you felt neglected. Ha ha. So no dice on the Smirnoff? I have not tried it. Saw it in the store the other day and thought of you. I laughed out loud. Don't give Carrie my digits. Thought of me and everyone's grandfather. I won't give your digits to anyone. You don't like Carrie? I have no issues with Carrie. Just don't want her having my jack.
Having her jack.
Saving what you does that Karen, even mean?
I don't know.
Screwdriver or weed whacker.
A weed whacker is real.
Wow.
So some of this shit is just, we're going like, this is crazy sounding. No, it's actually what they're saying.
About nicknames.
Sounds like high school.
We were tossing around the idea of...
They sound like infants. I mean, they sound like junior higher. Like, if this is flirting in Canton, Massachusetts, holy shit, I hate to see what sex is like.
I know. It needs to happen organically. I'm the queen of nicknames. Was just going to rent a beach house in Fort Lauderdale.
I don't want to know.
Quick and easy. I'm queen of vacays, too. Always a good time. I'm going to Nashville next month, 19th through the 21st, for a benefit. One of our guys got shot in the head. You guys should come.
It's horrible. Just the blood. One of our guys got shot in the head.
So you claim.
So matter of fact.
Advertisement.
And it looks like a Wild Jesus. West poster.
Is he alive? Mm-hmm. Was he from Massachusetts? Yes, he is alive. Not from MA. We were thinking late March. I guess the guy and his group is friends with Old Dominion band. Kid Rock's supposed to be there too. I have a tough time with country. I was a Kid Rock fan back in the day. I agree. Of course you were. From Brockton. LOL. That's how I got my street cred. Funny. I did know you had any. LOL. Carrie said you tag along. No one would say that about me. How would I know? We all frequent the same watering hole. I don't know Carrie well. She talks about herself a lot, but I guess so does everyone. I don't ask questions, just make observations, assess, and decide. I am quiet. That's a good policy. You can read most people in a few minutes. Excuse me, men's. Yep, for sure. You did go out with last night? I only had a drink and a half.
It's like, are they drunk doing this?
That's what I'm wondering.
Lame. Why is that bad? BC, that's how much I go in there. What do you do for work? I've never had a problem going to bar/restaurant solo. I go there a little. I'm a college professor.
Wait a minute. I thought he knew her.
Solo is cool.
I was a little.
Junk previously. Oh, really?
He didn't know that she was a professor?
No.
Anna Maria, Quincy College.
She was just kind of a...
I teach afternoons and work downtown during the day. Friend of a friend. What is BHCC? University of Southern Charleston, a.k.a. Bunker Hill Community College. Oh, nice. Trust is life. Line from Good Will Hunting in the classroom at BHCC. Funny. A savant from Brockton. I'm not making fun of BHCC. My parents met at community college. Fall River writes. You're very random. How so? You just are. I don't think so. What's random? Haha. I had no idea who this was last night. For a few minutes, anyways. I mean, what's random about me? I think I'm pretty predictable. How so? You must go around beeping at a lot of weed whacker then.
The fuck is there weed whacker?
Weed whackers.
I don't know.
Me. Nope, never. It was my one-time thing. Sounds like I'm scattered and all over the place. I learned my lesson. You have your shit together. That was mortifying. I am still really sorry. Not completely, but for the most part, yes. Sure you are. One thing I don't think you were was sensitive. When was I sensitive? To the weed whacking incident.
What?
I just snapped when I think guys are being creeps, can't help it. I'm not a creep.
Is a weed whacking?
No, you're not a creep.
Graphic.
Nope. You're kind of a loner, which I used to be. Not really.
I'm gonna look I have up a ton of weed buddies, whacker.
These are 40-some year old adults, by the way.
That I am tight with. So you think you got me figured out? Circle of trust.
Circle of trust.
Yeah, I said loner, not loser. I assume you know a lot of people. You never really can figure anyone out completely. Your dad died when you were young. He died in March of 2020. I am so not a loser. You won't figure me out. LOL.
Okay, at this point, I'd block your fucking number if you said
that stuff. This is so weird. Who is talking like... Apparently, these two are talking like this. Like, who's talking like this? Well, these two are. This is just... This reminds me of, and I don't know if you'll get the reference. I think some of our audience will. Have you ever played or seen Grand Theft Auto, the video game? Like, the newer, like, current versions, where you walk around and you just listen to people talk?
Mm-hmm.
This
yeah,
is
it's like
that.
You're eavesdropping.
Yeah, this is like that. It's just like random NPCs as like the non-playable characters. And my daughter taught me that. Talking to each other. It's just, it goes nowhere. It has nothing to do with anything. It kind of goes up and down a little bit, like maybe this might go somewhere, maybe it might not. But this apparently is flirting to them.
Well, and I looked up weed whacker on Urban Dictionary. It's when you continually smack a woman in the face with your member.
Jesus, I can't.
In a circular motion like a weed whacker.
Can't
I'm
imagine
that's
it. I'm
assuming that's not what he did.
Is that how they greet each other in Canton? Like, I got a crush on you, girl.
The whole thing is just bizarre.
I don't understand the weed whacker thing. If someone on this video in the comment section can explain the weed whacker, please do. I don't know what the hell they're talking about. Stacey
yeah,
doesn't know what
they're
talking about.
Did we miss that somewhere?
About.
I mean, does it have Maybe. To do with marijuana? Is that
I don't know.
The weed part?
I don't know. I do not know. But if someone
I feel
can
like
explain
a parent
it,
going, I don't understand these young kids.
I don't get their verbiage.
In loner to imply friendless. I'm sorry, that's recent. It wasn't COVID, was it? Cancer. I know you date girls who don't lock the house behind them and you arrive private and observant. I'm sorry. What kind? Lung, brain, kidney, and pelvis.
What?
How do you know all these things? LOL.
Lung, You're brain, funny. Kidney, and
what
pelvis.
What is pelvis wow. cancer?
That's rough. Jesus. I'm sorry. We chat a lot at the hillside. Don't be sorry. Life is hard sometimes. I always figure it out. Who chats? Life is hard.
Oh, they were talking about
losing
cancer.
People
okay.
is the hardest.
I wasn't understanding.
So I'm sorry. We chat. That all you got, we chat? Sure, you're from Brockton. Spit it out. You and I chatted about the girl who kept forgetting the door lock. Oh, she has been out of play for like 3 months now. Out of rotation? Nah, just out of play. I am solo, no rotation. I am not a hoe. Solo? Solo, like no rotation, or woman for that matter. Not locked down, haha. Good for you. That's the best way to be. Yep. Has its benefits for sure. Are you working? Remotely. Oh. Tough life. Live like a queen. I just got a Saturday invite. Did you say yes? Not yet, but did respond. What did you say, Mr. Elusive? No, I just don't want to intrude on your couple's night. Haha, I am shy. We prefer to hang out with non-couples. Bob Gallery is probably coming too solo. We'll probably do cards or something at some point. Some PT.
So Karen's inviting him to come and show up with him and her and John to play cards, and she's sitting here flirting with the guy. Lovely lady.
I'm inviting you. Haha. John said, quote, Brian is being wishy-washy now, end quote. Haha. Did you tell him to text me? No. You cranky now? Haha, no. Just stop being so anti-couples. Most couples don't even like each other. Name a few. Name a few? I don't know. All of them? They all want to hang out with single people? I need a drink. I had beer. I'm jealous. Hey, I'm trying to menu plan for Saturday, Mr. Elusive. Don't count on me. Boo. Haha. I am sure you will get over it. Just got my first drink. Where? Brick House. You tied one on last night? I was just thinking about you. Haha. Yes, 4:30 a.m. came early this morning.
There, these guys are out drinking.
That's early.
Get up at 4:30
with the Commodores.
Good Lord.
Solo. Yeah, but you're always lining up your after party. Nope,
Jesus,
not me.
Christ.
Selective. I am not a hoe. Hey, no judgment. Haha. You make me laugh. I know I'm funny. Haha. What's on your mind? Nada. Just about to start cooking. Okay. What's on yours? I'm going to a Hillside Regulars 60th tomorrow. This could be a new low for me.
Who? Detective, if I could interrupt 1 second. When there is a date that's delineated, could you just state the date out loud so the jurors follow the date progression? Starting with the next one.
I'm saying the next text message date or
yes, sir.
Date within.
Where the
yes,
above
absolutely.
Or below the bubbles.
Yep. So this screen here is Friday, January 13th at 3:33 p.m.
Thank you.
I believe I stopped before Bob Clinton.
This is how these people's minds work. This is like stream of consciousness.
I detest
shit.
Him. His breath smells like ass.
Ew.
OMG, always. His daughter and I have mutual friends. I actually don't mind him when he's socially
bad
distant.
Bad for Bob Clinton.
I think he's friendly. Why detest? Yeesh. Talks like an ass clown. Maybe I am being too hard. He just says crazy shit.
Poor Bob
Doesn't
Clinton.
Know his audience.
You know, jeez. He smells like ass and
he
he's
different
crazy.
Is he different from anyone else in there? Haha. His wife and daughter are cooler than he is. I like his wife. Never met the daughter. A nurse? Yes. Her fiancé is a firefighter. By coincidence with people I grew up with. Crazy. Sunday, January 16th, 12:59 a.m. You're nuts.
This Foul is ball. Their children.
They
you
are.
Stink.
They are emotionally stunted.
And you're double. Trouble.
To your double trouble.
Are you serious or messing with me? No, I'm serious. Feeling is mutual. Is that bad? How long have...
Jesus, who the fuck talks like this? Who's not like in fourth grade? Like, if this is your dialogue with your significant other, like, there's something, you need help.
It's weird.
Like, this is like, there's something emotionally extremely stunted about all of this. These are 40-some-year-old adults.
Yeah.
I mean, if a girl started talking to me like this, like if I was single and if I was just starting to date somebody.
Block.
I would be like, I'm good. Even if we had like plans, I'd be like, I'm good. Even if she's like really hot, I'd be like, I'm good. Like, I'm good.
Yeah. You know what? Substance is really important. And there's no depth in this conversation
at all. But neither of them seem to be capable of it. So maybe this is just a perfect like meeting of the minds of like, they're both on the same level of whatever the hell this is.
This reminds me of a discussion that you'd have with your DoorDash driver as they're trying to find where you're staying
if
at
you got
some
in depth,
hotel.
If you
got it.
And you're
Jeff.
Like, I don't know. It's on 5th Street and 7th. Those are the cross streets. I don't know what else to tell you.
And then they're stuck behind a train, and this is the conversation you end up having.
Yeah, and it's like, my wontons are getting cold. Please don't eat them. That's what it feels like.
It's weird.
How long have you thought that? Are you okay driving? You don't want to stay here? I am fine. I have an office at the PD. You didn't answer the question. Rather you stay here?
Uh-oh.
I wish. I think you're messing with me. Why do you think that? Because this is so out of left field. Where did these feelings come from?
I don't know. You've been texting
for days.
I just
think you're like me. Meaning? Do you have your own kids? I have no kids. How am I like you? Hello? Aren't we alike?
So neither have kids and they're in their 40s.
So why did you get my number and reach out to me?
And nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying...
Shoot straight with me.
They're similar in that way.
I told you. I just think we're alike, right? Yes, agree. Now what? I don't know. Shouldn't you know? Do you like me? Yes. From Jump.
It's like passing notes back and forth in third grade.
First time I saw you.
I think they were juicier in third grade.
Hillside for sure.
This is like from like the 1950s.
Do you want to go to a sock hop with me?
I don't know.
You're swell.
You're just my type. You think you can handle me? I thought you were happy.
Handle you? I think.
Do you think you can handle me? I'm so much to handle.
I think a domesticated blind cat could handle you.
Are to handle? What do you like about me? I just feel like you're from my neighborhood. Yeah, ditto.
Yeah.
And I think you're hot. You really think that? I have always thought that about you. What? That you're hot, smart, witty. But I didn't think you were interested. Witty. Yeah, meaning quick with a response. Tell me why you got my number and reached out to me. Just thought we were the same, from the same neighborhood. Are you afraid to say what's in your mind? On? No. Didn't I? I am glad I stopped by. I should have come earlier. Do you really live in Mansfield? Yeah, I was basically begging you. Jesus. You don't have to bed me. Beg. Huh? I will give you whatever you want.
How are you texting
right now? Ugh.
What?
Leaving me hanging. No. Kids? Kinda. How am I texting?
By the way, this is the loving girlfriend of John O'Keefe. The loving, caring, considerate, thinking about him and his feelings and emotions girlfriend of John O'Keefe, Karen Reed.
Is everyone asleep? I'm just wide awake on my phone. Yes, they are. I should have stayed, LOL. So now what? Yes, you should have. That would have been distracting. So know what? Now. Now what? What? Ball's in your court. What do you want? Loaded question. What do you want? I asked you. Nope. You initiated this.
These children.
Spit it out. Hey, we're single and we don't have kids. We can do whatever we want.
Yeah, you're not in a relationship at all, Karen. You can do whatever you want, right? Just tell yourself that over and over. In fact, maybe find a way to justify it. Maybe make John the villain. If you can do that in your mind, maybe it'll be okay.
Don't you have a boyfriend? Where are you? Canton. Where? My office at the PD. Why are you going to Mansfield? Where is that? Canton PD. I have a house there. From before I reconnected with John. Oh, I feel like you're not really saying what's on your mind. Do you like me? Yes, clearly. Come over to my house. When?
Oh.
When works for you? Whoever, whenever. When works for you? I ask you first. I think you're messing with me. I'm glad you came over tonight. Me too.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I think that's a break in the conversation. I'm glad you came over tonight.
Be interesting to see the timestamp.
Because there is no timestamp break there on the text.
Mm-mm.
But that doesn't...
Looks like something was deleted.
Yeah, it does. It looks like a timestamp or something was deleted. Because you go from, I think you're messing with me, and then boom, I'm glad you came over tonight. So she invites him. We have the, there's no visible timestamp break, which you would normally see, but suddenly it's, I'm glad you came over tonight. So I'm thinking, if we're talking chronologically and based on the terms that they are using, one would have to assume he came over that night.
Well, and go down a little bit further.
Yeah.
Balls in your court. What do you want, Karen?
What do
and then you,
you
looked
want,
great
Karen.
Something.
You looked
tonight.
So they did he see saw her. I don't think there's any questioning that something happened there. I want you to come over. Boom. It's like suddenly the conversation picks up again, but it looks like on the text that it's just chronological. I'd love to see the fucking timestamps on that shit. Because if there's a big break, then that shows something happened. So I don't know if this is just like metaphorical cheating anymore, if we really digest what that meant right there.
It doesn't mean she's a killer, but it also means...
No, it doesn't.
I don't know. Something's weird.
It just proves a pattern. And that's what I say all along with this whole damn thing. If you can understand the pattern of behavior, you can understand the thinking of the person. And this just continues to prove the pattern of what she is and who she is and what she does.
I don't know. What do you want? You always don, do. Yeesh, really? Why? I look great. You're full of it.
So there's the classic... Oh, let me throw this out because I want more adoration. You're full of it. Tell me again how good I look.
I think you're hot. I always have thought that.
She needs
just
that.
Just have not revealed my thoughts. I'm hot for the hillside. Low comps. Knock it off. You're hot, period. Are you glad you walked me out? Yes. Are you? Deaf.
Walked him out. So, I'm thinking they didn't see nothing wrong with a little bump and grind.
Bump and grind.
They didn't see nothing wrong.
Something went down.
Yes. Are you going home tonight or tomorrow a.m.? We kiss, right? Is this a trick question? I don't know when I'm going home. I am selling my house. What a trick question. Are you moving to Canton? I am following your lead with this. I live here, but I have a property in Enfield. Why my lead? I don't want any responsibility. You started this, right? Why did you get my number and each out of me and each out to me? Still have not told me. Sorry, should I not have? I am fine with it. Just don't know why you can't answer. You're mad at me? OMG. No, not at all. You're being silly. I told you. I just think you're like me, and I am attracted to you. A lot. Feelings mutual. I just never saw this coming. Why? Because I just assumed you were happy with your situation. I was, but things have deteriorated. Why? How so? What did Melissa say when you asked for my number? It is very, very complicated. He and I dated when we were kids, and then his sister died and everything got fucked up. He seemed very into you. I just told Melissa that I had your number, but lost it. That's cute. She wasn't suspicious? No, she's great. Does she know you like me? She's a sweetie. We just agreed that you're great. What does that mean? I was jealous that she had your number. Look, like you're...
Jealousy!
Yeah.
Like, hey, you're jealousy. Either all in or you're out. Why would you be jealous? I am not attracted to her at all. I have always been attracted...
So she's already jealous of the guy that she's not even with. Or that
she's
hooking up.
Not even
with.
Seeing him.
Already jealous. Jealousy had a number. Hey, jealousy.
Wow.
Hey, jealousy. Was that Gin Blossoms?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Attracted to you. Really? Yes. Since the first time I saw you, we would have fun. Where are you? I told you, Canton PD, my office. So are you selling your place and moving to Meadows? Yeah, but where is that? I have had all my shit here for a couple of years, and my house has been vacant. But I'd like to get closer to the water. Are you breaking up or staying together? I don't know. He hooked up with another girl on vacation. I am very close to his niece. It is a very fucked up situation. When was that? And how did you find out he hooked up? I don't want to complicate your situation. We went away for New Year's, the four of us. I put the kids to bed and found him in the lobby of our hotel, all over one of our friends. Whatever. It doesn't matter. It does matter.
Look at this. So, I made a tweet about this today already, and people may have already seen this. I did this on, we're recording this Friday, and I've already put it out there because I was watching this and I just started fuming when I saw this. So, there she is. She is spinning the story of Aruba, where she claims in this version of it now, because it's convenient to her, it makes her look like a victim, it makes her look like, poor me, oh my gosh, John is a bad guy. So she's spinning a story to John's friend that John cheated on her in Aruba by saying he hooked up. So, I mean, she didn't say the words, I'm cheating, but if you're saying he hooked up with somebody, I think that pretty much implies the same damn thing. And she's saying this to him as if it's fact. But in reality of this whole damn thing, nothing could be further from the truth. When they were in Aruba, she went down, and she, by her own admission, has talked about this.
She didn't catch them in the act.
No.
He was just sloppy drunk.
Yes.
And flirting.
Yes.
Now, is that appropriate behavior? No, but that doesn't mean that he was cheating on her.
No. He met a huge group of people.
Here's
on
Karen's
there.
Story.
A lot of John's friends, none of whom I knew. It was just a lot of booze, a lot of like late nights. And on New Year's Eve, I walked through the lobby to go to my and John's room. And John is in the lobby, like literally hanging on this girl who I hadn't met.
John O'Keefe had hugged a longtime friend of his sister's.
I heard very loudly his name screamed across the lobby, very angrily, and it made me stop in my tracks. I hear someone yell, "Who the f- was that?" And he said, "Excuse me." He said, "Calm down. That's Laura's little sister." I said, "Hi, nice to meet you." That's when. Miss Reed's head snapped up, and she very loudly told me to go f- myself across the lobby. And I said, yeah, f- you too. She was waving her hands. Johnny was trying to calm her down.
Then I feel guilty, and I apologize to her. It was just a bad, bad trip, and that's how we started 2022. And then that rolled into the Higgins flirtation.
Oh, it rolled into the, oh, she even incriminates herself more there. So it rolls into that because that's where she uses that to justify her behavior with Higgins. It's a get back at you thing, even though John didn't do anything. Oh, like the narcissistic playbook says you need to follow.
Wow.
Jesus.
Wow.
To the fucking T. Like I've been saying, this whole damn trial, follow the playbook. It will explain everything she is doing. Follow the narcissist playbook. I'm serious. Study about it. You will understand this line of thinking
and as insane as it is.
Did they bang? Does that matter? Sorry, I was just asking. I was just trying to figure shit out.
Sorry, just asking. Did really they matter. Bang?
Okay, I won't ask again. I don't care. It doesn't matter. Okay, hear you loud and clear, Karen. Oh, okay. Why are you getting your thing all twisted up over simple questions, Dong? I am not, am I? You're kind of getting defensive.
The fuck not is the all. Thong in there?
Well, he's asking if instead of are your what undies in a bundle or a twist?
Oh,
your
oh.
No.
Thong okay. in a twist, which is a very sexual nothing. Thing to say to somebody.
Yeah, it is. I would hang
you're crossing
out.
A boundary there,
oh,
buddy.
Oh, gee, thanks. OMG.
Can you get a reply?
What am I supposed to say? You're being tough on me. None of us is married.
Oh, there we go. Justifying true. Again.
So game on. We can say whatever we want.
Wow. It's a lot going on here.
It's still playing. It's just whatever it took him a minute.
Game on? You sent mixed messages. I wish I stayed. Okay, game on then. Kinda. Can you hang? Sure. I hope you toss and turn tonight. I always do. Why? Why'd you say that? I just do. Why? Because you're fresh. No, I'm not.
Because you're fresh?
Okay. Do you always get what you want? Be sweet to me, please. I could be so sweet. I've been very sick. I had colon cancer and 10 surgeries in 18 months. I'm a wreck. I had no idea. Are you okay now? I never get what I want, just what I need. I am okay. What do you need? What need to be content? What can I do to make you happy? Haha, don't worry. I've always been very happy. You talk in riddles. Just tell me why you contacted me, huh? What's the big deal? I told you. Just think you're like me. What does that mean? Like you want to hang with me? You asked why I contacted you. Yes. Excuse me. Yeah. I did ask. We are attracted to each other, right? Reasonable question. Yes. 100%. Okay. We did kiss earlier. No? I think you initiated that. No? Yep. Do I owe you an apology?
So Karen's admitting she initiated the kiss.
Why are you being sensitive? I am not. Kinda. No. Excuse me. Never. What do you want from me? What's on the table? What do you want ideally? The real deal. Sunday, January 16th, 7:37 a.m. Doesn't exist. Haha. Sunday, January 16th, 5:53 p.m. So you like Hennessy XO? Sunday, January 16th, 7:15 p.m. I am hurting so bad. Yeah, me too. The Currens went after it again at noon today. No way. This was about 2 hours before you came over.
There's a video there, but we don't see it.
So weird.
I am heading for drinks soon.
Heading
really?
For drinks soon.
Yeah. Tuesday, January 18th.
That's all they do.
5:09 p.m. What's on tap? Haha. What does that mean? Usually means, what are you up to? Cute. I just wrapped work. Unpacking some groceries. You? What's on tap? Also unpacking crap from my car. Anything good? Nothing on tap. Shame.
All right, we'll pause there. That's a chunk of some, I would say, probably some of the more dramatic moments in that. And just a really good example of Karen Reed's pattern of behavior. So there you go. That's her mindset when all this is going down. This is how she's valuing John O'Keefe. She's talking to another man like this.
in day after day after day after day after day. Wasn't this like one little quick text string? It wasn't like a, oh, I think you're cute. I think you're cute too. And like, and then it's done. This is an ongoing thing. And this testimony literally goes on for another hour of reading text. So you can hear it on our podcast feed. The full thing is going to be there, but not a healthy relationship, clearly. And Karen truly, I'm going to guess, not happy in it if she's being this flirty with somebody else, or she's trying to escape it because John's a good guy and she likes chaos.
Yeah.
As a lot of folks like this do. I can't, that's just my two cents.
Well, she makes a lot of references to the kids.
Yeah.
It's coming up, you know, that the kids, well, when she mentioned that his sister died and then he ended up with the kids. So it's like the conditions of the relationship changed.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, her opinion changed.
Yeah.
And look, Karen, it sounds like she's got some buyer's remorse.
Well, and here's the deal. Look, if kids aren't for you, there is nothing wrong, Karen, with standing up and saying, okay, this situation changed. It's not what we, you know, originally were. And this is not what I really ever wanted. Then just say it.
I mean, they're not married.
And that's up to you. You can say, I don't want to do this in my life. And there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. You don't have to dive into something that you didn't expect. And I mean, it's up to you. If you feel your relationship is stronger with him and that you would want to put up with him, the kid situation that you don't like because you care about him more, then great. But if it's not that, then it's not that. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's just admit it. Just, okay, cool. That you saying that would be so much better than dragging along a relationship and then cheating on him and hurting him with a friend of his. And we all know she's just leading this guy on, not because she wants anything to truly do with him. It's all to like get attention and to have that fulfillment met and to hurt John.
Yeah.
Because she felt wronged because John was talking to a female when they were on vacation, and it wasn't a random chick at the bar either. It was actually a family friend that he knew. But Karen didn't know that, so that's a narcissistic wound, and he's going to have to pay for that shit.
Yeah.
So enter Higgins. She's a sick puppy.
She could benefit from some serious intensive therapy for a lot of reasons.
I don't know that it would help. I don't. I don't think. I don't. I
her parents must be proud in that courtroom.
That dad, I do feel bad for him. I really do. I mean, look, at the end of the day, your bond with your kid is the strongest that there will ever be between anyone that you have. And even if your kid is Karen Reed, you're still going to have that bond there. And he's trying to be dad. And he's got to be heartbroken on the inside. And there's got to be a lot of self-talk going, Jesus freaking Christ. Like, what the hell did she do? But that's his daughter. So I do have some grace on him. And he's trying to rationalize this. He's trying to make sense of it. He's trying to deal. I mean, everyone's like, oh, he raised this monster. You know?
Yeah.
Have you been a parent when you're saying that? Have you gone through that? Because you know what? I know a lot of good parents who have a lot of kids or several kids, and some are completely balanced and wonderful, and some are out of their freaking minds.
Yep.
And it's not always a parenting. There is a lot of nature that goes into this as well. And sometimes no matter how good of a parent you are, you still get some bad apples and you get some people that just make bad decisions. And it's not really your fault. You can only hold their hand for so long. There comes a time where someone has to grow up and be accountable for their own actions and their own behaviors. And it seems Karen really hasn't done a ton of that.
No. No, she's got a lot to learn.
So...
She might have a lot of time to learn it coming up soon.
Yeah, I think she might.
Do they have self-help books in prison?
You know, they have everything. You can get
them. Well, there you go. Free library, honey.
But you have to admit there's a problem first. Yeah, that's going to happen? No. Because that's the biggest problem with folks like this. They can't admit it themselves. They can't realize it themselves because they can't feel those feelings themselves. And that's why they don't change.
And that's why it's such a frustrating thing with people who choose to stay with them, because they keep hoping something will change. They'll get better. No, they won't. They're not capable of it. That's the answer. They're just not capable of it. It's not because they're evil or this. It's just that part of their brain doesn't work. For whatever reason that may be, trauma or just how it has always been. The sooner people can understand this about human beings, the sooner we'll have less of this insane conflict going on and people going down dark roads trying to change somebody that is unchangeable. And then it leads to horrible shit like this. I don't think she's a murderer. I don't think she ever intended to kill John O'Keefe. Do I think it's very likely that she hit him? Yeah. Do I think it's very, very likely that she knew she hit him? Yeah. Do I think it's very likely that she doesn't want to be accountable? Oh, God.
Yeah.
I don't know that she's capable of being accountable. Like, in her own mind. My conjecture alone, it's just opinion. This is all an opinion piece. And it's all allegations, so... that's what it is. But there you go. That's Karen Reed for the week number three. We're in three, two, three. This has been feeling like
three. We're heading into three because we finished up day 13.
Jesus, week two. And that's it.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, Bev said they're ahead of schedule. So knock on wood, let's keep hoping they're ahead of schedule.
Craving non-stop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. And I've gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.